Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, it'll come to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Very excited about having our good friend Marie Dubuque back on the show. Marie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's certified life coach, etiquette, and social interaction expert. Marie, one of the things you've been talking about with your audience lately, is your YouTube audience especially, is how to get the new year started off right. Give us some tips on that.
You know what? My goal myself is not to have a New Year's resolution, because who the heck can remember
Thank
at
you.
The end of the year what they even resolved to do?
Thank you.
So I say let's make it a quarterly resolution or a monthly resolution. I do this with myself every single month. I say, okay, how can I increase my YouTube views this month and get more subscribers? Okay, I'm going to be on Jim's radio show. I'm going to be on this or that radio show. I'm going to promote myself. So whatever your goal is, make it a little goal every single month, and then you feel like, okay, that's attainable. I can do this, and I tell you, it's really motivating.
All right, so, but now you set that goal, but how do you execute?
Well, I tell myself I'm going to promote my channel here, there, and I make a plan every month, or I'm going to get in contact with
people. You come up with a definable, measurable steps.
Right, every single month, right, or every quarter, whatever in your case.
So rather than coming up with ten resolutions, do you ever say, okay, this month I'm going to do this. This is how I'm going to do it. At the end of the month, I'm going to measure it and see if I can't get it into an automatic mode. Next month, I'll do another thing, and I'll focus on it, execute, measure it, try to get it into an automatic mode. What do you think about that?
Exactly. And then if it doesn't work, whatever you did that month, try something different next month. I love that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you always have to have goals, the way I look at every, and whatever they are. And I make them very small so
that
I don't feel defeated.
Do you write them down or are they in your head?
I do. No, I write them. I write them down every single month, and I don't make them, like I said, big goals or lofty goals, because then I'll feel defeated every month. And I don't like
small
that.
Small step.
I don't like that
baby
feeling.
Step. Baby
right,
steps.
Right. Right.
I like that.
Yeah, because
this is what happens to resolutions. We say, I want to lose 10 pounds. When what we really should say is, I'm not going to eat out as much as I have been, or I'm going to eat less fast food, or you're not going to say I'm going to lose 10 pounds. You're going to do a handful of things that will help you lose 10 pounds.
Exactly, right, because that's our same goal. Okay, I'm going to lose weight. So what? You say that every year. Right, exactly. and so then you're like, okay, I give up on my resolutions because I never, ever get there. Right, but if you say, okay, I'm going to make some healthy recipes, I'm going to learn new recipes and eat out less so I can also save money, and then here's the recipe that I'm going to try this month. Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right, what else? What's next?
Well, I think, too, I think we get caught up in a rut, and we get depressed, especially in this economy. So I give myself little pickups, like, okay, well, instead of my YouTube views going up that month, they went down. All right, so I need something radical this month. What am I going to do? Something really out there. And then I get charged up again. So something, whatever it is, to charge you up, to say, okay, I'm not going to get depressed this month. I'm really, really going to be just not a negative. We were talking about in the break, being a negative Nelly. I'm going to be Miss Positive Polly next month. And you know what? I've tried this, and it works.
You're going to play the glad game like Pollyanna, right? Well, that's the thing. You're right about that. And if you're the owner of your company, you're the alpha member. I mean, you are you have to be the energy, the first energy at least, of your business, because it's amazing. It's amazing how other people get energy from the owner in a small business, isn't it?
Exactly. And then there's other people or entities that try to bring you down, and you can't let them do that. Because YouTube is owned by Google, and sometimes Google will do, their little bots will do something crazy to me.
Right.
And I know it's not aimed at me, but I think, why are they being so mean to me? And then
right.
I realize, okay, it's not aimed at me. What can I do to counteract what horrible thing Google did to me this month?
Right.
You see what I mean? And everybody's got that, whether it's some lame coworker or it's a boss or some competitor that's done something to you. You can't blame them. You can't say, I hate you. No. You got to do something else to counteract them.
Right. No, that's exactly right. And that kind of blaming people, I mean, if you're a blamer, that's a good resolution to have to get rid of that, to get rid of that attitude, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And I do that so much. Sometimes I say, okay, Google did this, and there's nothing I can do. And then I think again, no, there is something I can do. And then I come up with a plan. Because there's always some kind of a wrench that gets in your way. Don't you feel like that always? So I just
here's a good resolution. Don't put all your eggs in the big social media platforms' baskets.
Exactly, right.
That's
get
another
past
one
Google,
to
get past YouTube.
Hey, Marie, I gotta wrap it up. Give us your website again, please.
It's youtube.com/MarieDubuque.
Hey, Marie, thanks
great
for being here. Good job.
You.
Let's have a good 2014 together.
Oh, you too. Thanks so much. Bye
See
now.
See you next time. Marie Dubuque, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, do not go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.